اردو جیسے سینگ با ادب با نصیب، بے ادب بے نصیب. پرسن ول شو ریسپیکٹ، ہی ول بینیفٹ گریٹلی، بٹ وین اے پرسن شوز ڈس ریسپیکٹ ہی بی ایٹ اے گریٹ لاس. دیٹس وائی وی ہیو ٹو لرن اوور دین. وین دا ٹاکس آف دین آر ٹیکنگ پلیس، ناٹ ڈونٹ سی ہو از ٹاکنگ بٹ واٹس بینگ سیڈ. And sit with this intention of making amal upon it and passing it on to others. Come to us, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihim kareem. All praise and shukr is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with this wealth of iman. May Allah ta'ala keep us all steadfast on iman, take us away from this world with iman, and raise us up on the day of qiyamah to this iman. One of our elders, Mullah Ibrahim Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala give him long life, grant him barakat, make his hifazat. Always says, Deen, ek amanatdari hai aur ek zimidari bhi hai. Deen is a responsibility, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has entrusted it upon us. Like how a person understands his business is a responsibility, his family, Allah has entrusted his family upon him. He will make such a fikr, worry and concern for the protection of the iman of his family. He will look after those things which are valuable to him. That's why the English proverb goes, no pain, no gain. Jaan, maal aur waqt, these three things which are valuable to insan, and we'll find that when we put our energies in these things, then they become valuable to us. So when this thing will be attached to dunya, we will be giving maximum of our time in attaining the things of the world, then these worldly aspects become valuable to us. So this thing has to be utilized for deen. Allah has given us deen and the effort of deen. And Allah has made us responsible for deen. That's why on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will ask a person 5 questions before he can move one step. How did you spend your life? How did you spend your youth? How did you earn your wealth? What you spent your wealth upon, and how far did you act upon the knowledge that you possess? Until you don't answer these 5 questions, you won't be able to move one step. So Allah has made us responsible. We are responsible for deen and the effort of deen. And what is the effort of deen? The juhud of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That same worry and concern that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had was to shift the attention from makhluk to khaliq, from mal to amal, and from dunya towards akhirat. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that if you take this entire universe and you fill it up with mustard seeds, and if a bird comes after every 1,000 years, it takes one seed and it goes away, and it comes after another 1,000 years, it takes another seed and it goes away, and it comes after another 1,000 years and it takes another seed and it goes away, a day will come when those seeds will come to an end. But akhirat, abadan, abada, never ever to come to an end. The reality of akhirat. That's why in Fazail al-Sadaqat it is mentioned, that if a person does his 5 times salah in the masjid, then at the time of his death, the angel of death will help him recite the kalima and will chase the shaitan away. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, at the time of his death, the people could hear him saying, not yet, not yet. So somebody asked him, what do you mean not yet? He says, no, shaitan is sitting in front of me and he's telling me, oh Ahmad, you have escaped me. I'm telling him, not yet, not yet. So right till we leave this world, the object of shaitan is to snatch that iman of ours. So akhirat has to become the focus, qabr has to become the focus, jannat and jahannam has to become the focus. The pul sirat is a reality, akhirat is a reality, jahannam is a reality. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into the masjid, and sahaba were laughing to such an extent that their teeth were exposed. Then the Nabi of Allah told him something like this, that if you remember the cutters of all pleasures, then I would not see you in this condition. Then every day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, every day the grave calls out, I am a place of loneliness, I am a place of dust, I am a place of exile, I am a place of worms. When a believing slave comes in this grave, the grave tells this person, most welcome you are. Of all the poor people walking upon me, I loved you the most. Today you'll see how I will treat you. So the grave opens up as far as this person's eyes can see. And the sweet smelling fragrance of Jannat will be experienced in this person's grave. But if a disbelieving slave comes into this grave, the grave tells this person,
most unwelcome you are. Of all the people walking upon me, you were the most despised. Today you'll see how I'll treat you. So the grave closes up upon this person where his ribs interlock with one another. Different serpents are set upon this person. These serpents are so venomous, if it puts its putum upon the face of this earth, nothing will grow. At the end of this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says something like this, that the grave will either be one of the gardens of Jannah, one of the pits of Jahannam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa kuduha an-nasu wal hijara. O people of Iman, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam, the fuel of which will be mankind and stones. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioning this verse of the Quran to Sahaba ikram, an elderly Sahabi asked him, O Nabi of Allah, will there be stones in Jahannam? The Nabi of Allah gives a reply something like this, that the size of one boulder of Jahannam is greater than all the mountains of the world put together. When he heard this, he fell down unconscious. The Nabi of Allah takes his blessed hands, puts it on the Sahabi's chest, and makes him recite the kalima, and this sahabi passes away out of the fear of Jahannam. The Nabi of Allah gives him basharat, glad tidings, that Jannat has become wajib upon him, because he passed away out of the fear of Jahannam. So this qabr and hashar and akhirat is a reality. That is why we sit in the halqas of ta'lim, bar bar again and again, and we listen, to create the shauk and this desire for akhirat. When we listen to the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has to bring a zeal within our hearts to have that person who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. The shauk for akhirat, that one day we're going to meet our Allah. But in what condition are we going to meet Allah? That is why the Nabi of Allah says something like this, how a person leads his life, that is how he passes away from this world. How a person passes away from this world, that is how he'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah. So the first effort every single person, one of us, has to make is the effort of Iman. You see, beloved brothers, in deen we have to understand certain things. For example, the amal of Dawat. How do I understand this thing? See, Dawat, Ibadat ke liye takmeel hai. Dawat brings perfection in a person's Ibadat. If a person gives Dawat, he will not become Madu'u. If he invite towards the deen of Allah, towards the life of the Nabi of Allah, towards complete deen, then nothing will affect him. Nothing will affect him. No other way of life will affect him. Because the life of the Nabi of Allah is beloved to him. That Sahabi who picked up that food from the Dastar Khan and was told that you're in the court of the kings, do not do an act like that. It is considered low. What does he say? Should I give up the sunnah of my Habib for these fools? How much of love do we have for the Nabi of Allah within our mu'asharat, our nikahs, our gatherings? Sunnah is coming out of the lives of the people. How much of pain is there in the heart? Irtidad is on the rise. Our eating, sleeping, our going out, our holidays. Deen has to come alive. Tabligh is not like how Mullah Ahmad Lad says that a person pushes his child on that on that swing. And in Urdu he says it's very nice. Aa raha hai, ja raha hai. That munna, that small child, you push it. We're coming and we're going, and there's no change in the life. There's no pain in the heart. Deen has to come alive in my life. Deen has to come into my family's lives. Allah has given us an effort. How serious are we taking this thing? That's why Allah says, if we make this work a play, it will become a play. If we make it a come, it will become a work. If you make it a kill, it will become a kill. So we have to become serious. We have to understand what we're being. Azan is a complete dawat. When the muazzin gives the azan, then what happens? Shaitan runs to a place called Roha, which is 36 miles away from Medina Munawwara. And some one place he says, while it's running, he passes wind. Effect of dawat. And now when this person comes, and he makes his salah, what happens? He starts doing the fear with him. So in ibadat, shaitan will attack you, but dawat, Dawud, what will happen? He runs away. The power of Dawud. So the first effort was the effort of Iman. And who made this effort? Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. To shift the attention from where? What we said, makhluk to khaliq. Sahaba ikram used to do this. Abdullah bin Dawaha, Umar radiallahu anhu, Mu'az bin Jabal. They used to go to the other sahaba and tell them, come for a short while. Let us speak about Allah. Let us make the mudhakir of deen. On one occasion, Abdullah bin Dawaha radiallahu anhu goes to a person and tells him, come for a short while. Let us speak about Allah. He gets upset with him and he goes and complains with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look what Abdullah bin Dawaha radiallahu anhu is doing. He says, may Allah have mercy upon Abdullah bin Dawaha radiallahu anhu. But he loves those gatherings in which the malaikas boast about. Malaikas boast about. So the effort of Iman, that we have to speak about Allah, that Allah is Khaliq and everything is makhluk. Allah is Malik and everything is Mamluk. Allah is Razik and everything is Barzuk. Allah is the creator and everything is the creation. Allah is the owner and everything is owned by Allah. Allah is the sustainer and everything is sustained by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything we can see and we cannot see. Yeah? Whatever is above us, whatever is beneath us, whether it's the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the animals, yeah? The mountains, the rivers, the oceans, the lakes, the birds, the animal kingdoms, insan, jinnat, what we can see, what we cannot see. Every single creation is created only by Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu on occasion asked the people, go and look for locusts. The people went as far as Iraq and Sham to go and look for locusts. A horseman from Yemen comes with a handful of locusts in his hands and he throws it in front of Umar radiallahu anhu and he says, Allahu Akbar. Then he says something like this, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, Allah Ta'ala has created 1,000 species, 600 in the ocean, 400 on the land. And from amongst these species, the first species that will become extinct will be the locust. And like how, when a necklace breaks and one bead falls down after the other, like that every single bead, every single species will become extinct. So imagine, Allah is the creator. How many creations He created? In His creation, how many species did Allah create? Every condition in the hands of Allah. Health is from Allah. Sickness is from Allah. Wealth and poverty is from Allah. Honor and disgrace is from Allah. Life and death is from Allah. Food is from Allah. Hidayat is from Allah. Forgiveness is from Allah. Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something like this, O my slaves, I have made oppression unlawful upon myself. So do not oppress one another. O my slaves, all of you are staying except those whom I have guided. Ask guidance from me and I will guide you. O my slaves, all of you are hungry except those whom I feed. Ask food from me and I will feed you. O my slaves, all of you are naked except those whom I have clothed. Ask clothes from me and I will clothe you. O my slaves, you sin by the day and you sin by the night and I forgive all sins. Ask forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. O my slaves, you will never be able to harm me, nor will you succeed in such a mission. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you, the men and jinn, were as wicked as the most wicked hearts amongst you, that won't decrease my kingdom. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you, the men and jinn, were as pious as the most pious hearts amongst you, that won't increase my kingdom. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you, the men and jinn, were to gather together on one platform and desire whatever your hearts desire, it will not decrease from the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even to the extent if a needle has to be taken, dipped into the ocean, the amount of water that's on that needle, it will not decrease from the treasures of Allah. O my slaves, it is only your amal that come forth to me. So those that find good in it should thank none other than Allah. And those that find other than good should blame none other than his own self. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is riding behind the Nabi of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching this youngster Iman. He says to him something like this, Ya ghulam, O lad, shall I teach you some words of wisdom? Guard Allah's commands. Allah will guard you. Guard the commands of Allah. Is his eyes looking at haram? Is his ears looking at listening to haram? Is this heart and mind? How much of malice? How much of hatred? Is this heart filthy? Clean this heart. Don't hold any animosity. Forgive, forget. Guard the commands of Allah. Allah will guard you. Guard the commands of Allah. Guard the commands of Allah. You'll find Allah in front of you. If you ask, ask from Allah alone. One sahabiya comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Elderly sahabiya, she comes to Medina Munawwara with her son. She's an elderly lady. As she comes into Medina Munawwara, she sent to the woman folk and he sent to the men folk. Not long after that, what happens? The new Muslims, the son passes away. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and them, they arrange for the janazah salah. And now, they send the message to the mother. That this is what has happened. This is what had happened. So as the mother is coming, she's a new Muslim. The Nabi of Allah is in front. Sahaba Ikram are in front of her. And she's coming to the body of her son. And she starts making dua to Allah. Ya Allah. Something like this. I was from amongst the mushrikeen. Now you have taken my son away. What will the mushrikeen say? She barely finishes her dua. She barely finishes her dua. And Allah gives this youngster life again. Allah gives him life again. So if you ask from Allah alone. If you seek help from Allah alone. Remember, if the whole of mankind gets together and if they want to benefit you, they'll never be able to benefit you except that which Allah has decreed upon you. And if the whole entire of mankind gets together and if they want to harm you, they will never be able to harm you except that which Allah has decreed upon you. The pens have been lifted and the inks have been dried up. Where you see it happening from, it's not happening from there. It's not happening from there. The sun is not giving you heat and light. Allah is giving you heat and light. The medication is not giving you shifa. Allah is giving you shifa. Water is not quenching the thirst. Allah is quenching the thirst. Ashab-e Kahf, 309 years, Allah gave them sleep. Maryam alayhi salam, Allah gave her fruits out of season. Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Allah gave him a child in the old age. Allah made the fire cool for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah took away the quality of cutting from the knife when it was placed on the neck of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Who's doing all this? Nabi Uzair alayhi salam leaves his house. He passes a town. This thought comes into his mind. There's nobody staying there. How would Allah give life after death? Third para, second, third pages, Qissa is mentioned. Allah mentioned something like this, that while he's passing this town, this thought comes into his mind. Allah gives him death. How will Allah give life after death? Allah gives him death for 100 years. How many years? 100 years. When he left his home, he had some food. He left with his donkey, his animal, his conveyance. So after 100 years, Allah gives him life again. The donkey that he had turned into bones. Allah gives it life again. And that food that he had when he left his home, Allah still kept it fresh. Who's doing this? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, his thought comes into his mind. He is Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. Not that he doubted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How would Allah give life after death? Allah ta'ala commands him to take 4 birds. Slaughter them. Cut them into pieces. Mix them up. Put them in 4 mountain tops. And with the command of Allah, call them back. Like how a puzzle, when you start fitting and putting that puzzle back together, all those pieces start to attach and come back to its original form before it got slaughtered. Life and death is in Allah's hands. What Allah wants to happen will happen. Where you see it happening from, it's not happening from there. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in Miraj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw certain things going up, certain things coming down. It was asked to him, what are those things that are going up and what are things that are coming down? It was said to him that those things that are going up are the amals of the ummah. And those things that are coming down are the decisions based on those amals. So kalima, we have to make an effort. We have to speak about Allah. That person who loves for the sake of Allah alone, hates for the sake of Allah alone, gives for the sake of Allah alone, withholds for the sake of Allah alone, has indeed perfected his iman. Iman has more than 70 branches. The most superior is La ilaha illallah. And the lowest is to remove. The most superior is La ilaha illallah. The lowest is to remove an obstacle from the pathway. And haya, modesty, is a branch of Iman. Modesty is a branch of Iman. Somebody asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what is Iman? He says, when your good actions pleases you and your evil deeds grieve you, fa anta mu'min, you're a believer. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into the masjid and Hadith ibn Malik radiallahu anhu was lying down. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam nudged his head with his Mubarak foot and asked him, raise up your head, O Hadith ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He says, may my parents be sacrificed for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. How are you this morning, O Hadith? He said, I'm a believer. For every statement, what is your proof? He said, O Nabi of Allah, I have turned my eyes away from this dunya, from this world. That's why a successful jamaat will have 4 qualities. One is, aapas mein jor. Aapas mein jor. Amal ki paabandi. Amal ki paabandi. Aapas mein jor means, we have unity amongst ourselves. Amal ki paabandi, we have punctuality with our amal. Then, deen mitne ki gham. And the fourth one is dunya ki be raghbati. this inclination towards this world. Imagine making effort after years and years and years and years, but the love of dunya is increasing. Imagine the love of dunya is increasing after making so much of effort, so much of going out in the path of Allah. No show can desire for akhirat. Love to accumulate the things of the world. So beloved friends, we have to sit down and we have to introspect. And we have to check now what's going on. Where am I going wrong? So this effort of Iman is the effort of negation. Pehle ummato ka ghalat yakin. Kayanat ka nafi. Buto ka nafi. Me or mera ka nafi. Many a times ulama mentioned it from the front. Kayanat ka nafi. The systems of this entire world. What is the systems? Astrology, astronomy. Every system that's above the skies. Whether it's the folding and faulting of the plates of the earth. Whether it's photosynthesis. Every system that's beneath the earth. And every system that's in between the heavens and the earth is dead. Can't benefit, can't harm. Who's causing benefit and harm? Allah. Who's making the sun rise and set? Allah. Who's making the moon wax and wane? Allah. Everything that is happening through Allah. That's why once Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned something like this. He wished there were people who do not believe in taqdeer. So one place he says, I'll take my fingers and poke it into the eyes. Another place he says something like this, that if the heads come into my hands, I'll break their necks. One place he says, I'll trample the heads. Somebody asked him, why would you want to do something like this? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned something like this. That Allah Ta'ala has created the Lohi Mahfuz from a pearl. Its walls are made out of rubies. Its distances from the earth to the skies. Its pens and wirings are made out of celestial noor. Daily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glances at the Lohi Mahfuz 360 times. And with every glance, He creates, He gives life, He gives death, He gives honor, He gives disgrace, and He does whatsoever He pleases. And the fourth is a very hard one. May or mera kanafi. These are the two. Time is short. Me and mine. My ability, my capability, my know-how, because of me. We made this thing happen. Our fikr, no, we can't do nothing. Don't make that claim. That's why they say an elephant can slip from a banana peel. That mare. We are nothing. You can't do anything. Since when you're doing? Who said you're doing? Whatever you accumulated, Allah has given you, doesn't belong to you. Belongs to your heirs. Why are you making such an effort for it? Where that risk was written? Abu Darda radiallahu anhu mentioned something like this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says something like this, that Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel at the womb of the mother. So this angel proclaims, oh my Rabb, it is now a drop of sperm. Oh my Rabb, it is now something that clings. Oh my Rabb, it is now a piece of flesh. Oh my Rabb, what should I write about it? Male or female, wretched, evildoer, blessed. How long will be its age? How much will be its provisions? All that is written while it is still in the womb of the mother. That's where your risk is. Muqaddar. 50,000 years before Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, He had written down the destiny of the entire creation. And at that time, His arsh was upon the waters. It's muqaddar, finished. Allah has made us responsible for deen and the effort of deen. We have to move, we have to give sacrifice, we have to give qurbani. Look into the life of the Nabi of Allah. What did Sahaba not do? Qatada radiallahu anhu is standing in the battlefield and the arrows are being shot in the direction of the Nabi of Allah. What does the Sahabi do? Takes his face, uses his face as a shield. Protects the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And an arrow comes and lodges into his eye socket, which causes his eyeball to pop out into his hand. And he comes in front of Nabi of Allah, oh Nabi of Allah, look at my eye. When it came to giving their lives, Sahaba were in the forefront. When it came to love, Sahaba were in the forefront. When he came to addressing, when the Nabi of Allah used to address them, what they used to say? May my parents be sacrificed for you, O Nabi of Allah. Zayd bin Watana is about to be killed. Don't you wish that the Nabi of Allah is in your place? The mere thought of it all pricking his foot, I'll never tolerate that. So this Sahabi comes in front. O Nabi of Allah, look at my eye. What does the Nabi of Allah do? Tears rolling down his eyes. Picks up that eyeball. Makes this dua, something like this. Ya Allah. Qatada protected the face of your Nabi. Today, who's protecting the deen of the Nabi of Allah? Sunnah is coming out of the life. There's no pain in the heart. People are missing namaz. There's no pain in the heart. There's no frown on the face. Ya Allah, Qatada protected the face of your Nabi. Ya Allah, give him his eyesight back and make his vision better and sharper than the other. He takes his eyeball, places it back into his socket, and the sahabi can see him. They were prepared to give their lives. They were prepared to make sacrifice. And most important, they brought yaqeen in his words. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, the people come and tell him, Abu Darda. Abu Darda tells him that the people come and tell him, Abu Darda, your house is burned down. He said, can never be my house. Second person tells him, Abu Darda, your house is burned down. Can never be my house. Third person tells him, Abu Darda, a fire had raged on your street, and as soon as it came to your house, it got extinguished. Abu Darda tells him, I knew Allah will never do that to me. So, the people tell him, Abu Darda, we don't know which of your words are more astonishing, whether it can never be your house, or I knew Allah will never do that to me. Abu Darda radiallahu says, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us a dua, that if a person reads this dua, no calamity will befall him. No calamity will come upon him. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta alayka tawakkaltu wa anta rabbul arshil azim ma sha Allahu kana ma lam yash lam yakun wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim a'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min shaddi nafsi wa min shaddi kulli dabbatin anta akhidhun bi nasiyatiha inna rabbi ala siratin mustaqim. Without any doubt, at the time of Usman radiallahu anhu is about to leave this world, the people come and give him some money. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he's about to leave this world, at the time of Usman radiallahu anhu, he was a khalifa, he arranges some money for him. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu had a lot of daughters. Take this money, your daughters will benefit. He said, I don't want this money. What's the reason? Taught my daughter Surah Waqi'ah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells us, person needs Surah Waqi'ah every night, poverty will never enter his home. Person leaves his house, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. And the malaikas make four announcements, you are guided, protected, suffice, you'll be safeguarded from the shayateen. Person is 3 times kul Allahu ahad, 3 times kul a'udhu birabbil falaq, 3 times kul rabbin nas. Allah will protect him for the whole day. He reads it in the evening, Allah will protect him for the whole night. Yaqeen, 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 yaqeen. How much of this yaqeen we got? Beloved friends, Allah Ta'ala has made us responsible for his deen. Allah Ta'ala has made us responsible for his deen. And that person who puts himself forward, Allah is going to take work from him. And that person who stays behind, he's going to be left behind. Who's gone ahead? Mufarridin have gone ahead. We have to see now how we can make a fikr, worry and concern, and take this deen seriously. Wallahi, beloved friends, if you're going to, you see now is a sifting period. Now the men will be separated from the boys. Who's going to put themselves forward? Allah will take work from them. And who's going to be a muzabzab? Yeah, okay, we'll see, whatever. You're going to be left behind. Left behind meaning that whatever khair, whatever qurbani, whatever sacrifice, whatever changes are going to happen, then we will be part and parcel of that ajr. And if you're going to lag and you're going to have excuse and this and that, hey, I'll see, but maybe later, the wife, business, family, this, that. But you carry on with your stories. The brothers will go in the path of Allah and they'll come back. And all that stories you made, it's still the same and it got worse. How will a person learn yaqeen? Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they learned yaqeen when the halats were in front of them. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the ocean opened up, and when they went through, what happened to the iman of Bani Israel? It increased. The iman increased. It's impossible that everything is 100% and you're going to go in the path of Allah. It will never happen. Find one person who will say, you know, everything is mashallah, everything is sharp. How can it happen? How are you going to learn yaqeen? A person will go in the path of Allah when everything is against him. Everyone is against him. Business don't want you to go. Wife don't want you to go. This don't want. Boy, we have to get ourselves accepted by Allah. That's why amal are there. Namaz is there. Sadaqah is there. Imagine that which is not even worth the wingspan of a mosquito is holding you back to strive in the path of Allah. But what is happening to you? Where are you going? What are you doing? Where the ummah is going? What the ummah is involved in? Ummah is dying without iman. Irtidad is on the rise. Go on the medan, see what's happening. Who's going to make fikr? That is why Ramadan is coming. We have to increase our qurbani, ashara jamaats. You never spend 4 months, make a fikr and spend 4 months. You never spend pedal, go for pedal. See what's happening in Ummat. We have to make decisions with Allah. Life is not a joke. This deen is not a joke. The effort of deen is not a joke. Don't make it a joke. Allah Ta'ala treats his slave according to his expectations. What you expect of Allah, that's how Allah will teach you. So a man has to make decisions in his life. Ziyad Mangai went last year to Johannesburg, very short karguzari. One family they met, karguzari came. They went for Umrah. Father took them for a small holiday. Then what happened? Went to Jeddah, joined the ihram, making niyat. Daughter and son playing with the phone. Father and mother says, come quickly now. We're trying our ihram. We're going for Umrah. The son and the daughter looked at each other, but we're not Muslim. What? We're not Muslim? In the own house, they didn't know the children left Islam. The fitnas are coming. Beloved brothers, we have to make decision with Allah. Now is the time. Ramadan, Badr took place in Ramadan. Conquest of Makkah took place in Ramadan. Ashara jamaats have to come out. So come inshallah, every single one of us, make a niyat. See, jaisi niyat, waisi barkat. What niyat you make, that's what barkat Allah will give you, and accordingly Allah will teach you and His help will come to you. Halats are there, conditions are there. Everybody got stories. Nobody can say his aza is free. The whole ummah got stories. All of us. But we have to see now how to get accepted by Allah. So come brothers, inshallah, make niyat. Who's ready, inshallah? Those that never spent 4 months, make niyat for 4 months. Renew our intention. Mullah Khalid, Allah Pak accept. Ji, Dr. Saab, we're leaving today. Ji, Uncle Mullah, mashallah, Allah Pak accept. Shweb, mashallah, Allah accept. Ji, boy, what's your name? Maaf. Shamsuddin, Allah accept. Ji, Muhammad, mashallah. Faisal, Bayat. Ji, Mullah Umair, mashallah. Who's that there? MashaAllah. So we'll pay by. Just make a niyat, make a niyat. Niyat is for free. You'll get the ajar. Turn to Allah, ask from Allah, beg from Allah. Ji, Akram, stand up, Akram. MashaAllah. Allah accept, Ji. Who's that there? Ji. MashaAllah, Uncle Faisal. Ji, MashaAllah. Allah Pak accept. Ji, what's your name, boy? Call your people's names out loud, inshallah. Ji. Ji, Salman Padia, 4 months every year. Allah Pak accept, mashallah. Allah Kabul. Allah grant you best of both the worlds. Ji, who's that there? Ji, speak loud. Ameen, Allah accept, Ji. Boy, call your people's names out loud, inshallah. Ji. Mullah Suleiman, mashallah, Allah accept. Boy, what's your name? Aslam. Asif. Allah accept, ma. Ji. Ji. Ali, mashallah, Allah accept. Ji, come brothers. MashaAllah. Ji, Swail. Ji, Qasim. MashaAllah. Ji, Ali. MashaAllah. From Hawik. Salman. Hassan, MashaAllah. Allah accept, Ji. Ismail, Allah accept. Patel, what's his first name? Abdullah Maf. MashaAllah. Allah accept. Brothers, look, you all. Ismail bhai, let's see, the stepping stone for this is the amal of the masjid. Very, very important, daily time. If a man is not going to give daily time and he's going to mess around, this thing is not going to come in his heart. When you say daily time, most of the masjids are doing Mondays and Wednesdays. The ingush and the outgush. And if you're not coming for the city mashura, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. That is your daily time. And daily time is, we're not giving full 2.5 hours from one namaz to the next namaz. A person with istiqamah, door to door, house to house, street to street, divide your satis, divide your areas. Take this thing to heart. See what's happening. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those people that strive out in our cause, we'll open up pathways of hidayat for them. One is a person goes for 4 months and 40 days, but the bigger mujahada is in your home, in your locality, throughout the next 8 months or 10 months of the year, if you've given your chilla, your 4 months. That is the main qurbani and sacrifice that a person has to give. Make such an effort on your area, that how every single home can be reached. The object is every baligh male has to be reached twice a month. Every 15 days. That's the object. Now how much of fikr we have to make. And inshallah in this thing, ya Allah opens the heart, opens the work.
The work will teach you the work.
The work will teach you the work.
Kya kare, kaise kare, what to do, how to do, what to say, when to say. So we need to come on to this, inshallah. Every 2 months, 3 days with your masjid jamaat, the third month, take your masturat out. And inshallah, slowly, those same 3 days, satis, you get them ready for chilla. And then you link them to the masjid. And then the following year, you take them for 4 months. And they must make an effort to go with their own money. Very, very important. So how we can, inshallah, become people of masjid war. Take this thing seriously. When Imam al-Hassan Zab Rahmatullah used to say, in the effort of the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept nations, the hidayat of many, many nations. The problem is, you see, we only link this word yaqeen to iman. We link it to iman. But beloved friends, this word yaqeen has to be opened up to what? Your gush, your talim, your outgush, your mashura, your khuruj, your hijrat, your nusrat. What yaqeen? Allah is giving hidayat. Allah is breaking batil. Allah is destroying batil. Like how you'll find a house is empty. For the last 20 years, nobody is staying in that house. The spiders spinning their webs. Now imagine how much of webs they must have spun in 20 years. The owner of the house, she comes after 20 years, takes a feather duster and destroys 20 years of effort that the spiders made upon their webs. Ehle Batil, the people of Batil, the forces of Batil, the plots of Batil, the schemes of Batil are like that spider's webs. And Ehle Haq, the people of Haq, and the Amal of Haq, and the effort of Haq is like that feather duster. This is how Haq will crush Batil. It will crush Batil. What an effort Allah has given us. But beloved friends, we haven't got yaqeen in this thing. We're not serious about this thing. What a power Allah has given us. Come on to Qurbani, come on to sacrifice. So we'll all make niyat, inshallah, that we'll all become people of the masjid. Month of Ramadan is coming now. What barakat ulama tell us, our elders tell us, that what a person does in Ramadan, Allah will give him barakat for the next 11 months of the year. Imagine every day now. Even after Tarawih, we go make mulaqats. Now we came from Marisburg. Allah Ta'ala give those two people he died, that Mulana Umir and Mulana, and that Usama Desai. What? Every day they drink gush after Fajr for 2-3 hours. Where you saw like that? What a figure they got. Every day. I'm thinking, ish, these ones are crazy. Yo. They're going to the gym, people are going to the work, but the bus stop is stopping them. They drove behind one person's car and stopped him. Maybe quickly Jamaat is out 5 minutes. On the road. You have to go crazy for this thing. You have to go crazy for this thing. You have to go with your heart, with your mind. Allah protect them. They're young, but they're taking the fikr and they're moving. We were impressed with that. Now who's going to go mad? Who's going to go crazy? We have to go crazy for this deen. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Those brothers that have got time and are not putting jamaats, inshallah, come for mashura. Those that are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should come close. Hidayat bayan will take place now. Inshallah, once Ishraq namaz, Ishraq's time sets in, brothers can read the Ishraq, inshallah, and go down and have the meals. Anything else? And those that are going back, they have finished their time, should go one set for the wapsi bayan. And all those that are out, inshallah, come close. All those that are out, that are going in the path of Allah, that are in safar, come as close as possible. All the amirs of the jamaat, just see that your people's satis are here, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.